All right. Yeah, no, land it right over there. Yeah, okay, hello. You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Special. We're just approaching the CITR Arctic Research Center at the Research Center at the North Pole. It is freezing up here in this helicopter. I don't know why. I don't fly the day that I have to broadcast. That's what I'm going to tell myself next year, because I'm always late. But we'll be all cozied up there in Santa's workshop in just a couple minutes, okay? Here's a song to get you by. What do we got here? Okay.
It's done.
Here, I'm just going to play the preview.
This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
That's a bit better. Got off the helicopter, nestled into this beautiful sound booth at the CITR Arctic Research Center at the North Pole. Santa's workshop is right across the lane. Maybe we'll go pay him a visit a little bit later on. I know he's pretty busy. This last week, it's crunch time for Santa. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Special. A lot of staff still here. Alex DeBoer still here. Dora, Madeline, everyone. The whole gang is up here at the North Pole with me. Pretty magical. And Jasper too. Everybody's here. We've all flown up. I don't know why everybody had to come up to the North Pole, but we all decided to do it this year. And CITR is broadcasting from the traditional Musqueam territory. We are now on Inuit territory here at the North Pole. So it's pretty great up here. It's a really cozy. You know, when CITR bought this research center, I thought, this is crazy. We should not buy a studio at the North Pole. But, you know, once a year, I like to travel up here, and it's for the best. At the top there, we heard Machu Picchu from the Eggnog Experience from 10 years ago. Just celebrated its 10th anniversary. That is the song, All I Want for Christmas is a Hoverboard. Who else wants a hoverboard? Hands up. Yeah, you know it. That was part of a web series that was filmed here at CITR called Mental Beast. And that is a pretty fun video, but the soundtrack really endures. Like 28 songs, 30 songs of local bands performing holiday tracks. So really great stuff. On today's show, seasonal hits from coast to coast. And we're going to listen to some new Kelarissa. Kelarissa recorded a holiday album this year in time for the big Mint Records party that happened in November. And it's based on Tammy Faye Baker's We're Messed and We're Best. Sorry. Let's just play the song and I'll tell you about it after. This is from the song, or this is the song, Oh No, It Might Snow, from Kelarissa from We're Messed. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, we just heard some Poison Mind from their new Poison Mind demo 2019. That was the song Star of Bethlehem, New York. They're playing this Friday at the Toast Collective, along with Lemaster and Bedwetters Anonymous. Great bill. So check that out. Sort of, is that a holiday song? Star of Bethlehem, New York? I'm going to take it. Before that, we heard Club Sofa with their new song, This Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts Sunday night, so get your latkes ready. Start straining those potatoes now. And that's from the Kingfisher Blues holiday single. Kingfisher Blues doing a big old party this Saturday night at the Rickshaw, and it's already sold out, and there's scammers on the Facebook page. Good for you, Tim. You've made it. People are trying to scam your scam people trying to get to your show. Good job. That single will be available for sale there, and proceeds go to suicide prevention causes. So it's a very good cause, worth checking out. And at the top, we heard Calarissa with the song "Oh No, It Might Snow." With from the EP We're Messed, which is, as I botched earlier, a tribute/spoof to Tammy Faye's We're Blessed, including a cover photo that is just, Calarissa nailed it. She's wearing black fur, Tammy Faye was wearing white fur, but it's perfect. So great job, Calarissa, on the song and on the single design too. Very good. All right, we're going to hear a new song by Jason Zampano. This song is called A Red Spot Against the Sun, and it's from Ho 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 Canada, Volume 11. Here we go. Volume 9, sorry.
Join us at the Gang Signs Delivery LP release party on Friday, December 20th at the Anza Club. With special guests Melt, Phono Pony, and DJs Billy Danger and Peter Rick. Tickets on sale now at showpass.com.
Keen on learning bike mechanics, jazzing up or fixing your bike, even buying your first bike? Look no further than the Bike Kitchen, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's community bike shop, offering tune-ups, mechanic classes, and a vast selection of used bikes, as well as an all-around good vibe. Come by and experience it for yourself, on Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn more at thebikekitchen.ca.
We'll be right back. Flash of the morning on the back of my eye. It's hard saying that I love you, but I'm gonna try to put away the ghost now. Halloween is over, and try to find the words that are sometimes too hard to say. So don't stare into the filament, 'cause you might burn your eyes. Those pretty colored lights I heard, those pretty colored lights I heard were dangerous. Let's throw a party, baby, and invite all our friends. We can have it at the projection room, I hear it's easy to rent. We could stay there late until your feet get tired of dancing, and I'll be good and ready to go home with you when the lights go up. 1,000 watts of power drifting down the wire. Those pretty colored lights I heard were dangerous. So don't stare into the filament, 'cause you might burn your eye. Those pretty colored lights I heard, those pretty colored lights I heard were dangerous. Christmas is over, it's the new year, and it's colder. The radio in the car plays, put your head on my shoulder. But there's no words left to say now, no fathers, no gods to betray now. But I still miss you at the end of the day now, when the lights go out. Let's melt into the shadow and disappear like fireflies. Those pretty colored lights I heard, those pretty colored lights I heard, those pretty colored lights I heard were dangerous.
She got a job, it didn't matter if she kept it or not. She left the college and hated what she saw. Her ex was telling everyone that she was a hysterical bitch, but now she got friends that'll make life horrible for him. They get the best version of her, and she spends every moment with them. And when we finally get her, she keeps her visits brief. She can be completely broke, she'll never take money from me. She got her eyes from me, she got her temper from me. I could have sent you to the school I went to. I could have forced you to work for me. I could have locked you up forever in your room. I should have never let you have it. I should have let you try and fail on your own. I should have given you what you wanted. I should have told you you weren't old enough to go.
That was Chris Horrific from his album Postseason from last year. That was the song Cheerful Giver. I hope you are cheerful givers this holiday season. It is about giving, not just receiving. Am I right, people? And speaking of giving, Chris Horrific is going to give a performance this evening at the Toast. It's part of a film screening called, the film is called Taken to Task for Christmas, and it is the brainchild of Rage Chillum. That's the pseudonym. She has written a Hallmark Christmas movie, and she took the script and divided up into scenes and then just sent those out into the world and asked people to film those scenes with very basic direction. So my family did one. My 5-year-old Alice played Ruthie Hackensack. And then my partner Anna and my elder daughter Eleanor played the Van Hoven brothers. And they fought over a gingerbread house. So yeah, we'll see how it all turns out. And so at the Toast tonight, Chris Horrific is going to be playing, the great Tom Whalen is going to be playing, Elliot Fanglord, and then there'll be this film screening, and hopefully it'll be available on YouTube after that. Exciting. Get down to the Toast if you don't have plans for tonight. Before that, we heard Tarek from Vancouver. That was his song, When the Lights Go Up, and I'll explain where that came from, but the next four songs all came from the same compilation. Before that, we heard Pixic. Those are a sister duo, Kaylee Inukshuk McKay and Tiffany Kulikadana Ayaluk. And they have, Pixic is a Inuit throat singing band. That was the song Kimuksik, Dog Sled Race. And before that, we heard Alabaster by Quaker Parents. And at the top, we heard Jason Zampano. Those four songs all come from an amazing compilation called Ho 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 Canada. And that was the 11th. I misread the Roman numerals before. You can download that for free from the line of Best Fit. Every year, they put out an amazing compilation of local or Canadian bands, some of whom are local. And really, you can't go wrong. I recommend checking it out on thelineofbestfit.com. And good stuff. All right. Gonna mix it up with some Ariel Pink. This is from his record from 2017 entitled Dedicated to Bobby Jameson. This is the song Santa's in the Closet. Oh, Santa, what have you done now? Here we go. No, that wasn't right. Here we go.
Hey. desk, unlocks his apron, sends us cooking up some bacon. Eggs is loosened on the lively breath of took away. Grow now. Sisters in the closet of a happy home. Sisters having a love affair with a ring. Make a wish, Santa's cake is on the dish. Steady wraps me rocking, so rocking at the kitchen door. Santa Claus is in the closet, Santa's in the water closet, taking off his leotard, DJ's underwear over. For a lap back in bed, he doesn't know. Jack, 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 Santa's walking down the floor and that's making so cold. Santa Claus is at the mall. Santa wants to break the law. Santa's gone and going down. Santa wants to go to hell. I can carry ginger snap. She's coming back. Tender bells is for not bad and bad. He doesn't know. Jack and Jack and Jack. Santa's looking in the closet. Sitting in his affair of us. And I don't know how he got there. What he's doing here.
Thank you. This Christmas is time to get cyberpunk. What kind of presents are you going to find under the modem this year? Maybe a nice password for your mom's Netflix account. I hope my dad makes the cyber shortbread. I love when the whole family huddles around my laptop and clears my browser cache. Remember to be good, because if you aren't, Cyber Santa might bring you only 1 megabyte hard drive. Are you on CyberSense's good downloads list? Remember to keep your file management system good, or else your uncle will never stop being jacked into the Matrix. Cyber Christmas 2016, never log off.
All right, that was the one and only Shitlord Fuckerman from their album last year, a holiday album. Actually, 2 years ago, Email Me a Holiday Spirit. Holiday Spirit, yeah, right. And that was the song, Looks Like It's About to Be a Cyber Christmas. Shitlord has a new album coming out tomorrow. So look out for that. A late entry for album of the year. So yeah, good stuff. Glad to hear old Shoot Lord is back at it. Before that, we heard Nick Kurgovich under his seasonal pseudonym, Chris Mastime. And we heard we first heard Silent Night from Chris Mastime, and then we heard Silver Bells from Chris Mastime Is Here. There's four albums. All of them are up on Nick Kurgovich's Bandcamp. They're wonderful. I highly recommend you check them out if you haven't heard them before. And at the top, we heard Ariel Pink with a Christmas-adjacent song, Santa's in the Closet. That was the song that was from the album dedicated to Bobby Jameson. Got about 10 minutes left. And this is one we're going to play a song from my favorite, one of my favorite Christmas albums. I have so many favorites. But this is from Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire. This is the song Christmas Lights from Christmas 1979. Here we go.
Sometimes here in the West, it doesn't snow much on Christmas, and so it makes it kind of tough for old Santa to get his job done. But thanks to the truck drivers, he'll be here Christmas Day.
Well, I've been sort of wondering about Santa Claus this year, 'cause we live way out west and it didn't snow out here. But I'm telling you not to worry, 'cause I just got the word. Well, everybody listen closely, and I'll tell you what I heard. Santa's coming in a big old truck instead of this trusty sleigh. He'll have 18 big old wheels a-pulling him on his way. The weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get the snow, you see. Santa's coming in a big old truck when he visits you and me. Mm-hmm. Well, Santa can't bring his reindeer, he'll leave them far away. But don't you worry about him, he's gonna be here Christmas Day. He's got a big red diesel truck with jingle bells and all, and there's gonna be a Merry Christmas for all. Santa's coming in a big old truck instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have 18 big old wheels pulling him on his way. The weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Yeah, Santa's coming in a big old truck when he visits you and me. Santa's coming in a big old truck when he visits you and me. And he's gonna say, get up, Jimmy, get up, Mac, get up there, Kenworth and Peterbilt, and Transtar International. Yeah, all that horsepower working to deliver them toys.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a-peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm a-gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a-much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw Dancer or Prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But he sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
All right, that was Buck Owens with the song Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy. Before that, we heard Red Simpson with his song Santa's Coming in a Big Rig. And at the top, we heard Wild Billy Childish from Christmas 1979, the song Christmas Lights. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. In between the songs, of course, I've been playing a Charlie Brown Christmas, or songs from a Charlie Brown Christmas by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. And yeah, you know, every year I come all this way up to the North Pole, and then I just head right back down afterwards. Next year I'm just going to stay up here. Just, you know, enjoy the eternal darkness and the northern lights, aurora borealis. Maybe help build some toys if those elves will let me into the workshop. Could be nice. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and thanks for tuning in all year. I'm going to be away next week, Boxing Day. There'll be a pre-recorded session or a repeat broadcast. But I will be back in this chair in 2 weeks on January 3rd. And there's a lot of great music that's come out in the last little while. I've been sitting on it because I've had these special shows. But I'm going to blow your minds with some great songs in the new year. And until then, I hope you have a happy holiday. Enjoy your solstice on the 21st and Hanukkah, if that's your thing, on Sunday. And Christmas and all that stuff later next week as well. All the best on a prosperous and healthy and wonderful 2020. And I will see you in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening. Going to close it out with another song from the Eggnog Experience. This is a song that is currently number one on the charts, not this particular rendition, although it deserves to be. But Mariah Carey has shot up to the top of the charts again 25 years after her song was released. And this is my pal Fanshawe with her song All I Want for or her cover All I Want for Christmas Is You. And Fanshawe is back in town for the holidays, so it's an exciting time to get to see old friends and eat a lot. That's what I'm looking forward to. All right, so here's Fanshawe from the Eggnog Experience. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next year.